Welcome back to another episode, everybody. In this episode, we're going to talk about the 20 common mistakes that new parents make. And this is also according to AI. And I had another previous recent episode about that too, but this one's a little better. So we're just going to get it started off. Here's 20 common mistakes that new parents make. One, neglecting their own self-care. New parents often prioritize their baby's needs over their own, neglecting their physical and mental well-being. That is totally true. You know, parents want to dive right into this baby, and which is what they should do. But also, there can be lines and things that are, or you know, subtleties that your body's telling you to do, like, you know, slow down or take a nap, or you know, your conscience is telling you, like, hey, just let me have my spouse watch the baby for an hour or something while I go do something, or have take a walk, or like clear my mind, things like that. Next, overlooking the importance of sleep. Sleep deprivation is unavoidable the first 3 months, I'll tell you that right now. But after that, especially for mommy, and after that, then you should be able to get in some sort of a routine, a little bit, to where you're getting, you know, some help from someone else. Your schedule is going to fluctuate every 3 months as well, almost. Every 3 to 4 months, the baby's going to be growing and changing and things like that. So, yeah, just make sure you try to get some sleep. Comparing your baby to others, just, I know it's impossible not to, but babies are different. They're all different. Our 7 babies were all different. And so you can't compare them to others or beat yourself up or stress about it or have anxiety over it or something. It's just a waste of energy. I understand it though, 100%, but just try to remember that, so you can calm your nerves. Next, number 4, overloading on advice. This is so true. There's like millions of people sharing their advice online about new parents or what to do with your baby or blah, 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 blah. They're all well-intended, but they're not you and they're not your baby. But there is a framework that you follow that every baby has to go through and will go through. So look for that. Like, look for the framework that's common. What's common? Babies cry. How do you understand a baby's cry? Dunstan baby language. What's the other common thing? Overwhelm, anxiety, having the incorrect expectations. So find someone that helps you with setting general expectations and adhere to those. Neglecting their relationship with their partner, 100% true. It happens. Like, you want to focus in on the baby. You don't want to hurt each other's feelings, so you don't say what you're actually feeling. All these things that my wife and I have learned along the way, we still mess it up. But you know, we're better at it now. Just tell them what you're feeling, and like, if it hurts their feelings, then your spouse needs to level up mentally as well. That there's an improper expectation being set right there between you guys in your relationship that you need to work on, and it's better to work on it now and get it out of the way. If you get pissed off or angry and you're gonna yell and scream, it doesn't do anyone any good. All right. You're both deprived. You're both trying to do the best you can. So tell them how you feel. Like, hey, I really need a break. Can I have like 30 minutes of alone time? Yeah, absolutely. Like, schedule it in, you know? Number 6, ignoring their own intuition. Parents often have a deep understanding of their baby's needs, and it's essential to trust their instincts and not always rely on an external advice. Absolutely. Don't go straight to Google about what your baby's doing. Call your pediatrician. Don't freak out over stupid stuff on the internet. Not seeking help when needed. Same thing. Call your pediatrician. Bother them. That's what they're there for. Don't worry about that. And if your pediatrician isn't reactive to that, then get a new one. Screw them. That's their job. Their job isn't supposed to, like, tell you what to do or make you feel bad for asking a question or bothering them after hours. Screw that. Like, you're trying to care for this little human being that is solely responsible on you. So you should absolutely use them. And again, if they're not, screw them. Find another pediatrician. And if you know, message us. Maybe we've had an issue with it. I'll help you. Overstimulating the baby. Newborns can be easily overwhelmed by excessive noise, bright lights, and too much activity. Creating a calm and quiet environment is important for their well-being. Yes, there's times for that. Obviously, nap time and everything like that. But you also want to make sure you have your baby nap out in common areas of the house while you're vacuuming, having a discussion, TV's on, doing the dishes, like doing chores around the house, the dog's barking, things like that. You want the baby to be familiar with all these noises, so when they're sleeping or napping, they can sleep through it and you're not a prisoner of your baby. I talked about that in a previous episode. Neglecting your own interests and hobbies. Make sure that you and your spouse schedule time in for your interests and hobbies. It's very crucial and essential that you do that to just have, you know, like have a reset of your mind. Overpacking the diaper bag. Don't worry about it. Just buy a bigger diaper bag. Bring everything you want. And just as long as it's not like 30 pounds. But obviously, depending on if you got a newborn, you got the bottle, the backup onesies, the wipes, the diapers, the baby butt powder, the butt powder paste or the butt paste. You have, you know, something for mommy if you're still milking and things like that. Everything that, to take care of everything around that area. Not baby-proofing the home. Well, you're an idiot if you don't. All right, you put up the gates, put up the baby gate, put the things on the electrical outlets. Move all the things that come off the shelf easily and are breakable to another room, to a higher spot, all that stuff. Who cares about what your house really looks like? Like, if you're a neat and tidy person, you'll find a way to be neat and tidy by baby proofing. So don't worry about that. Just make sure you get it done before they're 3 or 4 months old. Overbooking activities and outings. It's you and your baby, and you don't have to be this social butterfly with your baby all around, like showing off your kid. Now, it's fun to show off your kid, but if you're showing off and going out too much, then it's probably something internal, and it's like a desire of your own. It's like a selfish type of thing, or it's feeding an emotional need that's not being met somewhere else, like through your spouse, or maybe you have negative self-talk, things like that. So maybe analyze that. And that's just, like, just straight up some, that's probably what's going on. Not asking for help or accepting offers. Well, I'm not sure why one would do that. You're not weak for taking help. You're not less of a mom or less of a dad if you accept help from others. Heck, we did it a lot, you know. Hey, you want to take the baby for a little bit? Sure, why not? But, I mean, you can still be in the same room and everything. You just like sitting for 10 minutes without the baby on you or needing to cater to its needs for 10 minutes. That's a big relief. Like, that's easy. And food, like, man, I would always accept food from everyone. Cook me food, bring it over, leave it on the doorstep. Thank you. Set expectations around that with family, too. Like, if family members are getting too crazy, be like, hey, we really need to have time for ourselves. And if they don't like that, then screw them. It's an emotional need that they've been trying to fulfill through others through their entire life, probably. And if they're an adult like that, they need to start acting like an adult and swallow their tongue and go away. Leave you alone. Not asking for help or accepting offers. I already said that. Neglecting your own social life. Again, being isolated for an extended period of time is not good. Just make sure you have like one outing and every 2 weeks, all right? Not taking care of their own nutrition. You gotta make sure you're eating well and or as well as you can in the moment. I know it's hard to like grabbing snacks and stuff here and there. You don't want to make a whole meal and everything like that. Maybe you can get food delivery. if it's in the budget and stuff like that. That'd be great. Overreacting to minor illnesses or discomforts. Yeah, you're going to do that from time to time or all the time. It's okay. Just, you know, call your pediatrician or call another parent that has been there, been through that stuff before, just to kind of ease your needs. But, you know, you're the parent. You have intuition now, and you know your baby. So don't apologize for overreacting. Again, screw them. Forget that doctor and go to another one if they're being butthurt by it. Being too hard on yourself. Well, you're just going to do that. That's just how we are as parents. It's a learning process. Admit your mistakes. Laugh. The best thing you can do is just laugh at yourself, because the last thing you want to do is like hold in these feelings and stuff like that, and then it irks out and the baby can feel that stuff too. So your like stress or anxiousness and frustration or like lack of forgiveness or stress, I think I already said that, the baby can feel that stuff. They've been feeling their whole life. Like, and so just be careful. Being too hard on yourself, don't worry about it. Neglecting others, their relationship with older siblings. So you want to make sure to incorporate the older sibling, your first child with your second child, your first and second child with your third child. Like, help them, like, have them go get the onesie, go get the diapers. Like, just have them help out in certain ways. And they'll only want to do, like, one or two things, and then they'll go back to playing by themselves. But try to offer them to be part of whatever you're doing with the new baby, so they know that they know it's there, and so they won't feel bad about it. Overbuying baby products. New parents often feel compelled to purchase every baby product on the market. Well, I have a list for that. 61 items you need. Call it the new baby list. You can go to my Instagram, check it out, or email newparentsecrets@gmail.com. And not enjoying the present moment. Parenting can be challenging. Hell yeah, it can be. But it's always challenging, no matter what age your kid is. So just try to be where your feet are, which is really hard to do, by the way. But try to be where your feet are and put down the phone for a while. You know, everything can go missed at work for an hour or two, or no one needs to know your status or whatever. Just put the phone down in the other room. Go enjoy your family and your baby and your spouse. And, man, I got to see how... Ooh, all right, I got 2 minutes left. So I made it. There we go, 20 things. Proud of you. Keep going. Listen to some more episodes. Go check us out, Jake Edling on Instagram or New Parent Secrets. And then I have a new website coming out too. It's, I don't even know what I called it. It is the, there it is. Oh yeah, here it is. Here it is. Where is it? Firstbornbook.com. Yeah, firstbornbook.com. That's going to be my home base for a lot of this stuff going forward. So firstbornbook.com. And we'll talk to you soon. All right, take care. You got this. Love you. Proud of you. Later.